Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth podcast.
You may get out of here with two sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Right on to Sunday and what went down for the Atlanta Falcons at home against the Chargers. They dropped their third straight game. So this one, obviously, coming out of the bye week, and they lose to the Chargers 17-13 in a game where Kirk Cousins, we saw him have no touchdown passes, four interceptions on the afternoon. So a tough outing for him and the entire team.
I think he outplayed Los Angeles yesterday and most facets of the game except for one, and that
tough
was
outing meaning the loss.
I agree with that. I'm not disputing that. I think you got the effort you wanted. If you're a Falcons fan right now, you're sitting there saying, we got the effort that we needed out of a bye week. You got blitzed the last week before the bye by Denver on the road, and you needed to see the team respond. I thought they did. You miss a kick early, which ends up being big late. That didn't cost you the game, though. The reality of the situation is you've been brutal in the red zone for three straight weeks now, and that continued. That was obviously another factor in yesterday, but you can't turn the ball over four times, and you can't have the highest paid player, the leader of the team, the guy that was supposed to be the difference in putting you in the playoffs this year, turn the ball over in crucial situations, including the pick in the red zone, which was just unacceptable.
Yeah, it definitely was. And look, man, we got 3 hours, so I'm going to try not to get too worked up here in the first segment. But just as frustrating as it gets, because to your point, you felt like watching the game yesterday, there was one issue. And that's what it felt like watching the game. And there's never just one issue. It's always multiple things. There's always a bunch of guys that could have done their job a lot better. But when you look at everything you knew you'd struggle with, they have elite pass rushers. They have the number one scoring defense in the NFL. They have a lot of good things going for them. Number five in red zone percentage defensively.
Yeah.
You knew that it was going to be tough. Only five turnovers on the season for them, and you get one on their first drive. And so you're like, dude, all this stuff is off to a good start. You score in your first red zone opportunity, and then it just completely falls off the rails. And it's not only the four interceptions, it's the fact that it could have probably been six when you go back and look at the film. Completely uneasy in the pocket was Kirk Cousins, not making good decisions, getting antsy, kind of throwing the ball up for grabs, all the above. It was frustrating to watch. There is no doubt about it.
Defensively, and I don't know if you just mentioned it, but the five sacks they were able to get to Justin Herbert in this, we were coming in with what, a season low?
Yeah, they had nine, I think.
9 or 10 coming into this game. So at least you saw some things happen there.
Well,
in the pass rush game.
And I think a guy that's, I've heard writers and fans and hosts and everything just crushes, Arnold Ebiketie, and he played his butt off yesterday. The guy only got 19 snaps. In those 19 snaps, he got two sacks, three tackles, a tackle for loss, and another quarterback hit registered. He was all over the place. He played well against, I think, a good offensive line.
Oh, they're definitely they're a good group. I think everybody, if you're one of the people that goes by grades, they're all in the top 20. The both tackles have been very, very good. To your point, Joe Wald has played at a Pro Bowl level as a rookie, and he's top 10, top 15 pick. So they've done a good job. And when you kind of look at what they've been offensively, Arnold Ebiketie was wreaking havoc. I thought Grady Jarrett had his best game of the year. I thought David Onyemata might have his best game of the year yesterday. Just a number of guys that were all over the place creating havoc up front, which was beautiful to see. And, to your point, you only had 10 going into the game. You got five yesterday. No matter how you slice it, it was a good day for the defense.